We're joined here in the, what does this be, the wardrobe studio here of the set of Sherwood Forest, right outside of Oklahoma City. Mr. Gray Fredrickson is our guest here on The Crude Life. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for coming here and seeing us.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, what is your official title in this movie?
I'm the producer.
Producer. Okay, no executive producer, no senior producer.
Just the producer. Mark Stansberry is the executive producer.
Okay.
Mark found the project and brought it to me. This incredible story that in 1941, during World War II, England was running out of oil. And the U-boats were circling and sinking all the tankers that we were trying to send into England. And they were in serious trouble. So they sent a contingency to the U.S. to beg Americans to come over and drill oil for them in the effort to provide them enough fuel to fuel their war efforts. And they didn't get much reaction. But there was one person that one of the guys from England recognized as maybe he could talk you into it. So he hitchhiked a ride from New York down to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talked to a guy named Lloyd Noble, who had a drilling company, an oil company. And he talked him into taking 45 good old boy cowboys, roughnecks, and about five oil rigs to England to drill wells. And they had to send them in separate ships because they were sinking everything that was going across the Atlantic. And they set them up in Nottingham, the province or county or whatever it is of Nottingham, and they put them in a monastery. So it was fish out of water. There were these good old Oklahoma, Texas boy cowboys, roughnecks, living with amongst monks in a monastery in Nottingham, and they couldn't even understand each other. They're two different English spoken, you know, between Oklahoma and they would work 7 days on, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they were drilling the wells right nearby in Sherwood Forest. And they drilled 100 wells in 1 year, and they produced enough oil from those wells to power the fuel, the invasion of D-Day. D-Day would have never happened had it not been for these oil patch warriors from Oklahoma that went over and drilled these wells. And about 20 years ago, they erected a statue in Sherwood Forest of the oil patch warrior. And then they batched that statue on the main street of Ardmore, Oklahoma. So they have the oil patch warrior of Sherwood Forest in Ardmore and also in Sherwood Forest. And it's an incredible story that nobody knows. And we've been trying to get it made as a feature movie. And we went to the Noble Foundation and they said, we can't afford $30 or $40 million for a feature, but we can give you money to make a documentary. So that's what we're all doing here right now, is to do this documentary. And it's being made for the Oklahoma History Center. And it's funded by the Lloyd Noble Foundation and the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, OERB, and then a few private foundations in Oklahoma. And I think that it will be good enough to entice some interest to put up the big money to make a feature film. So that's what's going on.
And the documentary, I see we have some actors here, and so there's different levels of documentaries.
This is a documentary narrated by Barry Corbin. And
Barry Corbin?
Barry Corbin, the
okay.
actor.
Okay, yeah.
And the actors are all reenactors. They're all reenacting the various real people that did this. And at the end of the documentary, you'll see photos of all, unfortunately, they're all gone,
mm-hmm.
but you'll see photos of all the real people that these actors that you see around here are recreating for.
Now, I wrote down a few things, and I'd like to get to your background in cinema and in Hollywood in just a moment here, but also I wrote down in my notes, you know, national defense, patriotic theme, energy supply chain. These are some amazing little subplots that are going to be happening throughout this documentary.
I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking about...
I'm a movie guy, I'm not an oil guy.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that whole national defense. You know, you mentioned the D-Day, and you mentioned the patriotic theme, and then I just kept thinking about the supply chain, about how there's the whole community building part that comes with oil and gas, but now we're talking about ships and doing it overseas and doing all kinds of different things.
It was an amazing undertaking. Can you imagine these young kids living in Oklahoma away from the war? I grew up here in Oklahoma. We didn't know anything about the war. We heard there was a war going on, but it didn't affect us. And all of a sudden, they're taking jobs into war zones? Man, some brave kids that did.
You bet. Now, Sherwood Forest, is this the Sherwood Forest of Robin Hood fame?
Robin Hood, Sherwood Forest.
That's what I thought. So, okay. That's kind of a neat part to get a piggyback on the old Robin Hood deal there. What's your background? And you mentioned you're a film guy. So
I'm a movie producer, yeah.
Care to mention any past films?
I've done close to 50 movies.
Okay.
So, some of you would have heard of the Godfather Trilogy.
I've heard of the Godfather Trilogy, yes.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, no kidding.
Did a picture, two pictures here in Oklahoma. One was called The Outsiders, and the other one was called UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
One of my favorite movies.
It did a great
movie. Oh, it's so good.
It's a fun movie.
It is so good. By the way, was that at all a sort of a spoof on Ted Turner's life with the cable empire?
I never thought of it that way, but
I don't mean to be blowing your mind this early, but
I don't think that was really conscious of that.
Okay, no, I didn't mean it in a negative way, but
it's kind of I don't think Ted Turner started out like that, though, did he?
Well, he inherited a cable station, and then at that time is when cable started slowly coming, and I believe it was MGM that had a fire sale on movies, and he bought the rights.
He bought the library,
He bought the library, and of course, Turner Classic Movies took off, Atlanta Braves, the whole deal, but he was a good example of timing and just knowing opportunity when to seize. Did I read my notes that you had involved with Turner and Aubrey McLennan and T. Boone Pickens?
I did a documentary called The Grand Energy Transition about the natural gas industry and how it could change everything if they would just let it go, because it's clean, it's safe, it's efficient, it doesn't pockmark the earth. Like coal, or even now for the batteries and the electric, they're tearing up the earth for that stuff. Natural gas is an obvious thing. And the documentary was funded by Boone Pickens, who's an oil guy out of Fort Worth, out of Dallas. Aubrey McLennan, who's an oil guy here in Oklahoma. Ted Turner, who has some oil interests also. Who else was involved in that?
That's quite a trio right there, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like right, left, and center. And I think T. Boone Pickens would be the one in the center.
He's kind of in the center, I guess.
Of those three.
His latest thing he did before he died, his biggest push was water.
It was water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thinks that was what we're going to need one of these days.
So I interviewed his wife, Madeline, and her wild horse preserves a number of years ago and that mission, because I met T. Boone Pickens because I filled in for the Ed Schultz show producer every now and then before Ed Schultz had made it to MSNBC. And he would have T-Boone on quite a bit. And so as the producer, executive producer, whatever, I would talk to him and his people quite a bit. And interesting guy. Very interesting guy. Passionate.
A lot of energy up until he was like 90-something. I enjoyed him. I had fun with him. Ted Turner was not really fun.
He was a different cat, yeah. Yeah. You know, in Montana, there's bumper stickers that say, "I'm not fond of Jane."
That's a great bumper sticker.
I know. I thought that was pretty good. So, in the title, Sherwood Forest is the movie that we're talking about here as we're on set. When is the release date and what type of editing process, length are we looking
at? We'll get by February.
Oh, already?
We'll turn it over to the History Center, and then it's their project. They could put it on PBS. They could put it on Netflix. They're going to have it running all the time at the History Center.
Is that something that we could air at the Crude Life, or does it have to go through traditional channels?
You have to go through a History Center.
Okay. Oh, the History Center. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. All right. And then we'll actually do that. Reach out to them and try to do that. I mean, we've got an online audience that would probably like it, at least have some links to it and everything. Any other pieces of information that people should know about the movie at this point?
I think I've covered all the points.
any final words? Any thoughts on anything?
No. I think we've covered it all.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's a wrap.